Hi there, kids. I'm a burying beetle, and I'm Uncle Bob's guest today.
Well, welcome to Nature Corner, Betsy the Burying Beetle.
Neat being here, Uncle Bob.
Oh, it's good to have you. Why do you call yourself the Burying Beetle?
My husband, Barry, helps me find a small dead animal, like a mouse or a little bird, drag it to our den, and we both bury it.
A beetle your size can drag a dead mouse around?
Sure. My mate and I are a team. We make it happen.
Boy, you must be strong.
The Creator gave us 6 powerful legs, and with them, we're able to haul away critters that weigh 100 times our weight.
Whoa, how do you do it?
My husband and I crawl under the dead mouse, roll over on our backs, put our 6 feet up on the mouse's body, and walk it forward. Get it?
Yes.
My mate's at one end of the mouse, and I'm at the other.
Clever. Boy, that'd be like the kids and me lying on our backs and putting our hands under a long board that was over our heads and passing it to one another.
Yes, that would be walking the board forward with your hands. You've got it.
Before we find out where you take the dead mouse, a boy wants to know why you like dead critters, Betsy.
2 reasons. Live ones are harder to catch.
Good one. That mouse might just run away with you, huh?
Right. And the second reason is the wise Lord God's plan for my husband and me to clean up the environment.
Oh, you're a scavenger then.
Right on. A lot like a buzzard or a vulture. Mm-hmm. If we didn't clean up the dead mouse from your garden, soon it would smell badly, and you fussy humans wouldn't be able to stand it.
Mm-hmm, you're right. You know something, though?
What?
The kids and I really appreciate you, Betsy the Burying Beetle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, before you tell me how you bury the mouse, please describe yourself for the kids and me, ready?
I'm shiny black, about 1 inch long, 1/4 inch wide, and I have great big jaws on my mouth.
They look like pliers. What do you do with them?
The intelligent master designer gave them to me, Uncle Bob, so I can pull the fur off a dead mouse.
Oh, skin him.
Yes, and also pull the feathers out of a dead bird.
A girl wants to know why you do this, Betsy.
So my babies can eat it, Uncle Bob?
Oh, they're too small to skin the mouse themselves?
Yeah, because they're just tiny larva worms when they're born.
I see, okay. Would you go through the whole process from start to finish so we can understand the great Creator's plan for you more clearly, Betsy?
Sure will, Uncle Bob. A burying beetle and her mate crawl out of the ground after dark and begin looking for dead critters. Sometimes we'll even find a small garter snake that bit the dust. Mm. But most of the time, it's a little mouse.
So you and your mate crawl under that little mouse, one at either end, and roll over on your backs.
Then we push our 6 legs up on the mouse's body and walk that mouse forward until we finally get to our den.
Ingenious. How long might that take?
Oh, could take 1 hour, if the mouse is very big.
Ooh. Okay, now you've got the mouse to your den in the garden. What then?
We bury it. That's how I got my name.
That's right. Okay, a boy wants to know how you bury it.
My mate and I both crawl underneath the mouse's body and begin digging the soil with our front pair of legs.
You're directly underneath the mouse's body?
Right. The dirt really flies, Uncle Bob. Our front pair of legs loosen the dirt, and our 2 hind pair of legs take that dirt and toss it out to the sides of the mouse's body.
Well, that means as you get rid of this dirt, the mouse's body is sinking into the soil.
Right, and so are we.
How deep do you go?
Usually 4 inches, and there we stop.
Well, that means you and Mr. Burying Beetle are underground with a mouse.
Right. The ground we kicked to the side has now caved in on us, and we now begin to build a little room around the mouse.
What's that for?
The brood chamber.
What's a brood chamber?
A place where our babies will be born.
Oh, okay. After you build that, what happens?
With our plier-sharp jaws, we begin skinning the mouse.
Yuck. Taking off his fur coat, huh?
Yeah, that can take 1 hour.
Oh, boy. Then what, Betsy?
My husband and I squirt a liquid preservative all over the mouse's skin.
Why do you put a preservative on the mouse?
So his body doesn't spoil.
Oh.
My mate and I want our baby burying beetles to be able to eat fresh mouse when they're born.
And this liquid from your body does it?
Yes. Also, the cool underground soil helps to preserve the mouse's body.
What an amazing design that you know all of this.
What an amazing designer who taught us, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've got it, Betsy Beetle.
After we've put the preservative on, I dig a little hole in the mouse's skin with my plier jaws.
Is that where the little babies will go to eat?
Right on. Doing that is like setting the table for them.
Good one.
Next, my husband and I mate, and then 2 days later, I will lay my eggs.
How many?
Usually about 30.
Where do you lay them?
In a little side tunnel leading to the mouse.
I've got it. When will they hatch?
About 3 days later.
What will they look like?
A little larva worms.
Will you have to lead them to the mouse?
Oh, no, no, no. Christ the Creator put that knowledge into their brains. They just know, Uncle Bob. They can smell the mouse, and they follow their noses. Soon, they all crawl down inside of that hole that I made in the mouse.
All by themselves. Then do they start eating?
No. Not by themselves.
You mean you have to feed them?
My good teammate husband helps me. We eat the mouse, digest it a little bit, and regurgitate it.
You bring it back up, right?
Yes. The little larvae act like baby birds, lifting their heads up to eat.
Amazing. All this goes on in your underground garden tunnel.
It sure does. You should see those little babies beg us for food.
Just like baby birds begging their mommy and daddy.
Really? Every day our babies put on 10 times more weight. Soon, they're able to feed themselves.
Why? Now you can relax.
No, not really. My good husband and I must check the mouse over for any signs that it's spoiling.
If it is, what do you do?
With our powerful jaws our maker gave us, we clip off the spoiled part and squirt some more preservative over that area that we clipped.
That way you keep the bacteria away.
And the fungi.
Good. What happens next?
When our young are 8 days old, usually they've completely eaten the mouse, Uncle Bob. All that's left now are the bones.
So what do they do for food now?
Nothing. Now the Lord has taught them to burrow down into the soil and spin a cocoon.
Oh.
1 month later, the cocoon will pop open and out will crawl, finish the sentence.
A shiny black burying beetle, just like you, Betsy.
You scored! That's exactly what happens, Uncle Bob. And the cycle begins all over again.
Oh, my. Isn't that super?
Sure is. Don't we have a marvelous engineer who designed us?
Oh, no question about that, Betsy the burying beetle.
His name is the Son of God, kids. The same one who made you, the Lord Jesus Christ.